Hi everyone, it's time for Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter, and it's a beautiful day to learn English together.
Yes, it is. My name is Marie. Welcome to the show. Every Saturday, we like to review all the things we learn together.
Well, let's start our review by looking at the lessons from this week. We can watch them together.
Hey, Taylor, where is that apple from?
Hi, Ben. It's from the new supermarket.
Oh, what is it like?
It's very big, and it sells a lot of good food.
Great. How are the fruits and vegetables?
They're really fresh.
Does the supermarket sell guavas? I like guavas.
Yes, it does.
Susie, what is your favorite fruit?
I love pears, Ben.
Pears are nice. Are you going to the new supermarket?
Yes, I'm going shopping tonight. I want some pears. Do you want anything?
Can you get me some guavas?
Sure. Do you want any other fruit?
No, thanks. I just want guavas.
Linda, where are you going?
I'm going to the new supermarket.
Oh, what do you need?
I need some bread. Do you want anything, Rob?
Yes. Please buy me some eggs.
Sure. I often shop there now.
So you like the new supermarket?
Yes, it sells so many things, and the prices are great.
Ben, that new supermarket is great.
Taylor said the same thing yesterday.
I shopped there this morning.
What did you buy?
I bought some tomatoes and carrots. The supermarket's fruit and vegetables are very fresh.
Taylor also said that.
Then Taylor and I agree.
I also agree. Susie bought some guavas for me.
Ooh.
They are excellent.
Taylor, you and I both like the new supermarket.
You talked to Ben.
Yes, I did.
What do you like about it?
I like the supermarket's vegetables. The prices are good, too.
I agree. I bought some lettuce on sale.
I like lettuce.
And did you see all the honey there?
No, I didn't see it. But I love honey.
Linda, everybody loves the new supermarket. Don't you like it, Susie?
It's okay, but the pears are too expensive.
Oh. Everyone else likes the store's fruit and vegetables.
Yes. Well, I bought some apples and guavas for myself.
What are you going to do with them?
I'm going to make some juice.
What a good idea. You can drink it for breakfast.
Hey, Alex. What are you doing after work today?
I'm busy, Ben. I'm getting ready for Dragon Boat Festival.
What are you getting ready for?
I'm getting ready for a boat race.
When is the race?
It's at the park on Saturday.
Wow, cool. Can I watch the race?
Sure.
Hi, Alex. Are you ready for the race on Saturday?
Yes, my team is practicing every day this week.
My team is practicing every day this week, too.
But my team can win the race. We're fast.
That's good. But I think my team can win.
Let's have a competition.
Okay. But get ready to lose.
Hi, Taylor.
Hi, Rob.
Are you coming to the Dragon Boat race on Saturday?
Of course. Then I can see your team beat Alex's team.
I hope so. But Alex's team is really good. They might beat us. What time are you meeting Susie and Ben?
We're meeting at 8 in the morning.
That was a great race. Last Saturday.
It was. Your team did really well.
Thanks, Rob. But your team was better. Your team won. Congratulations.
Thanks, Alex.
The weather was great. It was perfect for the race.
Taylor, Ben, and Susie really enjoyed watching the race. I'm glad.
Yes, and they had a picnic at the park after the race.
So everyone had fun.
How was your weekend, Linda?
My weekend was great, Ben. How was yours?
It was really good. I watched the dragon boat race at the lake.
That sounds like fun.
I really enjoyed it. I love going to the park.
What do you like to do at the park?
I love to run in the park. What about you?
I love to swim in the lake on hot days.
Hi, Alex. Are you busy after work?
I don't think so, Susie. Why?
Let's go to the park after work.
Sure. What do you want to do?
The weather outside is beautiful. Let's go biking.
Biking is fun. Maybe I can bring a frisbee too.
Sure. Let's invite the others.
Great. I can't wait.
Hello, everyone. This is Rebecca with eReport. Today, we're at the office, so we have to be really, really quiet. People are working. Today, I have a very special friend I want you to meet. Come with me. Christoph! This is my friend, Christoph. Hello, Christoph. Can you say hello to everyone?
Hello.
Hello there. Christoph, how old are you? Niji Shui.
4 years old.
That's a great age. Hey, do you know what you want to be when you grow up? Do you want to be a reporter, a fireman, a policeman, a doctor? Do you know? No. Well, I have the perfect place I can bring you. Come with Auntie Rebecca. Come.
Hey, what do you want to be when you grow up? Some children can give an answer right away, but some children don't know because there are too many careers to choose from. There is a place where children can experience different jobs. It is called Baby Boss City. Baby Boss City is a role-playing theme park. Children can come to the theme park with an adult and have fun working at different jobs. After working one of the jobs, children can earn baby bucks to spend at the park. It's a lot of fun.
Welcome to Baby Boss City. Let's see what we can do around here. This place looks like so much fun.
It actually looks like a small city. I see a bank. I see a restaurant. And there's a fire station, a garage, and even a theater. There seems to be so much that you could do here. Oh, no. It looks like that building is on fire. What are we going to do? With the firefighting, I think that they're going to get some money now. They're going to be paid. Yeah. Hey, Lola, did you get some money? That's so great. Yeah, so fun. Ooh, the fire is out. Those little firefighters did a great job. And you did a wonderful job. High five. Yes. Hey, I think you should try another job. Airplane? You want to be a flight attendant, don't you? Okay, let's go. Come on.
After a child chooses a job they want to do, they wait for a teacher to invite them into the area. Inside the area, the children will put on special clothes. For example, the airport, the children put on flight attendant uniforms. After the children have the clothes on, the teacher will teach them about the job and then leave the children to do some activities. For example, as a flight attendant, the children will line up and board a plane with their suitcases.
Hi there.
Once they are on the plane, they will offer a magazine and a blanket to their mom, dad, or the adult they are with. Of their job, each baby boss earns 10 baby bucks that they can save or spend at Baby Boss City. Then they can choose another job that they might enjoy. There are 50 different venues and 70 different jobs and activities that children can do in Baby Boss City. A visit to Baby Boss can be a full day event.
Well, Christoph, you've had a very, very full day here at Baby Boss. You got to try so many different jobs. Did you have fun today?
Yes.
Yes. Well, it looked like you were having lots of fun. And look at all this money that you made. Would you like to share it with me?
No.
No. Okay, okay. Well, I just thought I would try. Anyway, Christoph, you must be very tired. We should get you home. Thank you so much for joining us today, friends, and we'll see you next time.
Okay, come on, Christoph, let's go.
Look at all that money.
I'm tired. Okay, everyone. Now it's time to review.
Oh, I have an idea. We learned about many things you can buy at the supermarket. How about we review some of those things?
That is a great suggestion. Okay, we learned about some fruit. Do you like pears or guavas better?
I like pears. We also talked about bread and eggs. You can buy those at the supermarket.
That's right. And if you are making a sandwich, what do you put on your sandwich? I like to put tomatoes on my sandwich.
And I like to put lettuce on my sandwich.
That's right. We learned about lettuce and carrots. Those are both healthy vegetables. Well, that was great, but we learned about other things too.
Yes, we did. I have a question for you.
Okay.
Who was in the dragon boat race?
Oh, I know. Alex and Rob.
So, who won the race?
Rob's team was fastest.
Well, we had our e-report this week. What is one career we learned about?
We learned about flight attendants. That was so great. Well, there was a lot. I'm glad you joined us, but we need to take a break right now. Well, did you used to worry about what to be in the future?
Yes, there are so many careers and jobs. How can I decide?
Well, we went to Baby Boss City this week, and that's a great place to experience all these different kinds of careers. Well, now let's look at our features together. Let's watch.
Hello everyone, I'm Jack and this is Jack's File. It's a beautiful day. I'm going to the park with my family. What will we do there? Well, there are many things to do at a park. Come with me, I'll show you.
A park is a public place. Anyone can go to the park and enjoy a fun day outside. There are many activities to do in a park. Most parks have sports fields and courts. People can play sports like baseball, basketball, soccer, or tennis at a park. People can play frisbee on the grass too. Many parks also have playgrounds. These are areas where children can play. Playgrounds often have slides and swings children can have fun on. There are often things to climb on too. There are also paths in a park. People can run or bike on these paths. It's a great way to get exercise. Some people just want to go to a park and relax. They can find a park bench and read or just sit and enjoy the fresh air. People bring their dogs to the park. They walk them or play ball with them. Pets like to be outside too.
If you're looking for something fun to do on a weekend or holiday, why not visit a park? It's cheap and it's fun. And there's something for everyone to enjoy. Now if you'll excuse me, I'm going to go play with my daughter. See you next time, everyone.
Look, it's the master. I'm so glad I found you. I looked everywhere for you.
Let me think. You are here because you want to be wise. Or you are here because you want to be rich.
Well, yes. How did you know?
How do I know? Because I am a wise old man. I know that there are those who many want to. No rich person can be wise if...
Some people want to be wise while others want to be rich.
Yes. Some people want to be wise while others want to be rich.
And that was a super sentence. Yes, yes, wise old man. Some people do something while others do something else. Do you have another super sentence for me?
Of course I do.
Yes?
I can say many super sentences.
Good.
Let me think. Ah, oh, yes.
Are you sure you have another super sentence?
Of course I'm sure. I'm thinking of one right now.
Okay.
Excuse me, Master. It's okay if you cannot think of a super sentence. Some people are good at saying super sentences, while others are good at saying wise things.
Yes. I believe there is truth in what you say.
Yes, yes, I believe there is truth, and I believe that was a super sentence. Some people are good at saying super sentences, while others are good at saying wise things. Great job. And always remember, well, say it with me.
A super sentence every day will make your English great. Thanks, super sentence man. So, Master, can you help me?
Oh, yes. Yes. Some people want to be wise, while others want to be rich. Let me think.
Oh, he closed his eyes.
Is he sleeping?
Huh? You should save your money. That is wise. And then you will be rich.
Yes.
No, please leave me. I must think some more. Go on.
We learn a lot during the week, and you can come back on Saturdays to review with us.
And everybody, happy Dragon Boat Festival! Peter, I think we should go to the park now. The weather is so nice.
That is a great idea, and I will bring a frisbee to play with.
Oh, that sounds fun. Let's go right now. Friends, we'll see you next time right here on...
Let's talk in English. Goodbye.